Okay, good evening everybody, and thank you for joining me. I hope everyone is having an easy and meaningful fast. We are going to be learning Avodah Zarah, Daf Chaf Vav, which is tomorrow's Daf. I wasn't sure where to start, so I figure we'll just start from the Mishnah on Daf Chaf Vav Amud Aleph. Seems like the most reasonable place to begin. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, and on his wife and children, Lili Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha, Allah Shalom. We thank him very much for the continued sponsorship of the Daf Yomi Shir. The Gemara is going to discuss on Chavav Amud Aleph. Let me just find where I am over here. Yeah. So the Mishnah on Chavav Amud Aleph is going to talk about dinim that relate to being miyaled an ovedes kochavim for a Jewish person to help serve as a midwife for an ovedes kochavim and vice versa, as well as for nursing an ovedes the baby of an ovedes kochavim. And vice versa. The Gemara is going to discuss the reasons for the dinim in the Mishnah, and the Gemara is going to ask a stira on the din that Bas Yisrael is not allowed to be miyaled in Ovedes Kochavim, and the Gemara is going to answer that stira, and then the Gemara is going to discuss other things that relate to Eva in some way. The Gemara is then going to discuss the Braisa that it mentions along the way in the discussion on Amud Aleph about Ovdei Kochavim v'roei behema daka, and what we do with them, how they're lo malin v'lo maridin, that we do not save them, nor do we put them to their deaths, lower them into a pit to lower them to the deaths. Then we're going to discuss the din of moridin v'lo malin, of who it is that we are morid and we are not malin. And then at the end of the daf, we're going to have other dinim that relate to how we interact with an Ovdei Kochavim, about mila and with Novid Kochavim and other such dinim. So let's begin. We are holding at the Mishnah. We're going to pick up at the Mishnah toward the top of Chavav Amud Aleph, about 10 lines into the page. So says the Mishnah, Bas Yisrael lo tiyaled es Ovedes Kochavim. Bas Yisrael should not serve as a midwife for an Ovedes Kochavim. Nesha miyaled es ben Avodes Kochavim, because that is a way of being miyaled a child for Avodah Zarah. Meaning the assumption over here is this is about Avodah Zarah, that it's going, the child is going to be an idolater. In the Sefer Lechem Starim, he explains that it's a violation of an Isser Daraisa of Hashem Elohim Acherim Lo Saskiru Lo Yishama Alpicha, that you are actually supporting an Avodah Zarah by being Goreim Avodah Zarah. The Ritva quotes from Yerushalmi that since the reason for the Isser is because you are giving life to this person who's going to be over Avodah Zarah, it's Aser to even be Melamed Umnas, to even be a professional teacher, because you're giving life to an Avodah Zarah. So that's and Rabbi Kiveger discusses in Yaradeya and Kufnan Dalid whether this applies to someone who's not an Ovid Avodah Zarah and is just simply a Nachri. Pashtos is this is about Avodah Zarah. Aval Ovedes Kochavim Mialedes Bas Yisrael. However, we do allow an Ovedes Kochavim to serve as a midwife for a Bas Yisrael. Says the Mishnah, Bas Yisrael lo tonik b'no shal Ovedes Kochavim. A Bas Yisrael should not nurse the baby of an Ovedes Kochavim. Aval Ovedes But an Oved Schavim could be Menik, the can nurse the child of Yisrael in the Rishus of Yisraelis. But Rishus does not mean with the Rishus, does not mean in the with the permission. It means in the Rishus, in the property of the Bas Yisrael. But the Ovedes Kochavim cannot take the Bas Yisrael's daughter to her own house in order to nurse the child, because of a chashash that she might kill the child. Now the Rishonim have a machlokas in what circumstances you're allowed to a Jewish person is allowed to nurse from an Ovedes Kochavim. So there are three basic shitos in terms of what this heter is in the Mishnah, that an Ovedes Kochavim can be Menika Benoshel Yisrael Birishusa. One shita is that of Rabbeinu Chananel, it's quoted by the other Rishonim, it's quoted by the Rashba, that may Ikra Adin, the chalav of a nachris is aser. It's only when there's no menekes Yisraelis around, there is no Jewish wet nurse around, and therefore the baby's going to be besakana, only then they allowed it. So when the Gemara in Yevamah says that yonik tino v'holich me'avodes chavim behema tameya ve'enu choshesh, that a baby could nurse from an avodes chavim and from a behema tameya, and you don't have to worry about it, that's Gemara in Yevamah's kuf yadalid, that's because it's makom sakana, and it's only in a makom sakana, and that's what the Tosefta says in in the 10th parak of Shabbos. It says, Ein yom kim lo min anachris, v'lo min behema tamea, v'im hayod, avishal sakana mutter, that you're not allowed to be yonik from anachris or a behema tamea, but b'makom sakana, it's going to be mutter. So then you'd have to say that our Mishnah is talking about b'makom sakana, that when we give this heter, b'rashusa, of the Israel, it's b'makom sakana, and the Ran explains, and nevertheless, Rameir says, that we're not choshish for sakana, because we're talking about a case where it's possible to bring to import a menakis Yisraelis from somewhere else, but in the meantime the baby will not die. But if there's a chashash sakana that the baby's mamish going to die of starvation right now, then everyone would agree. Then there would be no machlokas whatsoever, and everyone would agree. Obviously, pikuach nefesh is docha everything. That's Rabbeinu Chananel. The Rashba himself, after he quotes Rabbeinu Chananel, the Rashba on Yevama says that since the Torah is matir chalav isha, what difference does it make whether it's Yisraelis or Nachris? Really, by all the rules, chalav isha should have been aser anyway, because it's kalayotzim in aser is aser, and you're not allowed to eat a human being. So milk that comes from a human being, you would have imagined would be aser, but the Torah is matir chalav isha. So once it's matir chalav isha, it's matir all chalav isha min adin. But since the tinok that's going to be nursing from the non-Jewish woman is going to receive some of the teva, some of the nature of the non-Jewish woman, so it's amidus chasidus, so that she should only be yonek, that the baby should only be yonek from a bas Yisrael, because the bas Yisrael, we assume, will pass on better qualities and better midos to the child, and not from a nachris. And he brings a raya from a medrash that was usher from Moshe to the medrash says, v'chi asur oyla l'moshe linok chalav me'anachris, was it asur for Moshe to be yonik chalav from the nachris? Lo kentanin and bas Yisrael lo tanik b'nashal shal kutis aval kutis tanik ben Yisrael b'rishusa. So don't we learn that the medrash says in Shemos Rabbah that it's mutter to be for kutis to be yonik a Jewish baby? But the Medrash goes on to say, but they brought Moshe Rabbeinu to all the mitzvios to get nursed, and he wouldn't take from any of them, because Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Pesh HaAsa L'daber Mashchina, is going to be Yonek Davar Tamei, that it can't be that the pen that's going to be Medaber Mashchina is going to be Yonek Davar Tamei. So that, the impression you get is that is a Midas Chasidus. The Ritva writes that Meikra Din Chalav Nachris is Mutter, but because of the reasons that we said, Chalav Nachris is Megabel Tavara, so the Chacham Masered Shalom B'makom Sakana. So that's a third sheet of the Ritva that really make a din, it's mutter, and it's not just a midas chasidus though, it's a din to Rabbanan that they asered Shalom B'makom Sakana, unless there is a makom sakana. So those are the three basic sheetos in Rishonim about what the status of Chalav Nachris actually is. So it says the Gemara Tan Rabban, we have a brisa, a bas Yisrael lo tiyalidus avedus chavim. A bas Yisrael cannot be the midwife for an Oved Tzchavim, Nesha Mialed Ben, Avod Tzchavim, because he's, the Bas Yisrael is going to be Mialed a child to the Avod Zara. The Oved Tzchavim lo Tialed as Bas Yisrael, and Oved Tzchavim cannot be Mialed a Bas Yisrael, even if there are other Jewish people there, Nesha Chashudin al Shvichas Davim, because we're concerned that they're going to murder the baby, Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's Rabbi Meir Shita. The Chamomrim Oved Tzchavim Mialed as Bas Yisrael, Bizman Shacherus Omdus al Gaba. And the Cham say, well, if somebody's watching, then we don't have to worry that she's going to murder the baby, because somebody is making sure that such a thing is not going to happen. The Me'iris Mesupuk, does that mean only Jewish women who are experts have to be watching to be able to really tell the difference whether she's doing something wrong or not? But women who are not experts in this field, maybe that doesn't help, because the Avodas Chavim will be able to, through a sleight of hand and just moving her hand in one direction or the other, might be able to do something without being detected. She's not allowed to be mialedus when it's just her, because no one would know if she's going to do something that's going to be harmful to the baby, or going to kill the baby, and therefore we're choshesh that she might do so. The Tur writes in Yerodeh Simukuf Mendalid that even if she's an expert midwife, she's not allowed to be mialed to Bas Yisrael alone, and the Taz explains because she's not worried about ruining her reputation by the fact that the baby dies, because she can always say that the baby was a nefel and she did her best. It's only when it comes to a rofe, a doctor that is a non-Jew, that's where we allow to be misrape from the non-Jewish doctor if they are a known expert doctor, because they don't want to ruin their reputation. So we don't know, and we know that they found the patient, they started with a live patient. So that's where the Torah writes, that's where we're going to be makil, that we're going to assume that he's not going to want to ruin his reputation and he's going to want to keep the patient alive. But when it comes to a midwife, infant mortality during childbirth was so common that it's not really going to ruin the midwife's reputation. Rabbi Meir Omer, afilu acherus omdus al gaba. Rabbi Meir says, even if other people are with the Ovedus Kochavim, nami lo, she still cannot be miyali le bas yisrael, de zimin de manchal yoda aputa v'katlalei, because sometimes she'll put her hand on the part of the baby's head, on the soft spot of the baby's head, and kill him v'lo mischazi, and no one will know the difference, no one will realize that she had done that. Okay, he it's a damer lechaverta, just like the Maisa Shahaya. We once overheard a conversation that one of his chavim was having a disagreement, a fight with her friend who is a mialedes, and she said to her as in a denigrating, degrading way, she said, "Moldo Yehudiasa bas moldo Yehudiasa, you Jew, baby deliverer, who is the daughter of a Jew baby deliverer. I mean, you're someone who helps Jews have their babies." And that was a very, it was an insult that you do such things. So Amrullah, so to defend herself, for helping the Jews and helping the Jews have babies, the Mialeda said back, Nefishin bishta dahi itza de kamashpilna minayu dama be'ofya denahara, that bad things should come to this woman like the number of children of Jewish children that I have killed, meaning that their blood has spilled like a river, meaning you should suffer as many as the Jewish babies that I have killed. So she had sort of confessed in this conversation with her friend that she kills Jewish babies all the time. So Rabbanan Malach and Rabbanan say, whoa, shouldn't that give us a little pause if that's how that conversation went, that they have to worry that maybe she's killing Jewish babies? So the Chacham say, Lohi b'milsa b'alma hudu ukimta. It was just words. She didn't really mean it. She just didn't want. To be cursed by the other woman. But it wasn't really. Wasn't really something to be taken seriously. Bas Yisrael lo tanik. We then said a Bas Yisrael should not nurse the ben of the child of an Ovedus Kochavim. So Tan Rabban Bas Yisrael lo tanik b'nashal Ovedus Kochavim. Neshama gadalas ben lavodus Kochavim. That the reason she should not nurse the child of an Ovedus Kochavim is because she's going to be raising a child for Avodah Zarah. And in the reverse, the concern is that they're going to murder your baby. Divrei Rabbi Meir. The Chamam and the Cham say, "Ovedes Chav Menikas Bnos Shal Bas Yisrael Bisman Shacheros Omdus Al Gaba Avolo Beno Levena." And the Chacham, as we saw, a little more makil that the Ovedes Chav could nurse the child of the Bas Yisrael as long as other people are watching her. They just can't do it alone. Alone is even in the Jewish person's home, unless there are Jewish people there that are watching what's going on. That's what Tosos points out. Because this is similar to the Nidon of Mialedes, that we aser and Ovedes Chavim to be Mialed Bas Yisrael, unless there are Yisrael Omdos Al Gaba. So Stam Isha, we assume, is Yoledes in her own house. And we still see that you require other people there. So the same is true when it comes to nursing, that just like when we said to being Mialed, you need other people, Omeid Al Gaba, and the assumption was they didn't go to hospitals to have babies. It was very uncommon for someone to go out of the house to have a baby. So too, when it uses the same lashon about being meinik, it's saying even in the Jewish person's house, it's not enough that it's in the Jewish person's house. You need other people to be Omeid Al Gaba. That's what Tosfos Dibra Maskel of Edus Chavim points out, the second Tosfos on the page. From Meirom Rafilu Acheres Omdus Al Gaba Nami Lo. Because what she could do is, if she's a wet nurse, she might put a little bit of poison on her breast outside of the house and then come into the house and nurse the baby, and she's going to kill the baby with the poison that she had placed on her body prior to that. So the Gemara says, why did the Chamin Rameir have to have machlokes about both cases, about both a miyalades and a menika, about both a midwife as well as a wet nurse? Utsricha, we need both machlokos. Diyash min miyalades. if it only would have told me this machlokas with regard to a midwife, whether we rely on achirus omdus al gabadar, a mayor does not rely on it, and it says that it's asr, and the chum say that it's mutter, ba'ikam rabban d'shari d'lo efshar. I would say that's where the rabbanon are going to say that it's mutter, because it's not possible for her to kill the baby, mishum da achirus rosa, because other people will see her do it. Avul menika d'efshar d'shayfle sam l'dad me'avroi v'katalei emodel rameir. But a menika, where she has an easy way to kill the baby without anyone noticing, by just putting a little bit of poison on her body prior to entering into the house, I might think that the chacham would be molded to Rabbi Meir that we have to be choshish for such a thing, and that she's going to kill the baby, rachman atzlan. V'yesh mi'inan menika, and if it only would have told me a case of menekes, I would say b'yikam Rabbi Meir da'asr, that's where Rabbi Meir is going to say that it's an asr for an avedus chavim to be menika, a baby of a Jewish baby, even though there are acheros amdus al gaba, mishum d'shayf le sam l'dam yavrai v'katalei, because she could put something on her body without being detected. But I would think that a mayor would be mutter to the Rabbanan, that by a midwife, that it's going to be mutter, because it's impossible to go undetected. So tzricha, that's where a mayor has to tell me that it's usher even when it comes to a midwife, because it could be that she'll be successful, Rachman al-San, in killing this baby undetected. Now, the Mishnah had said that a Bas Yisrael should not be miyaled an Ovedus Kochavim, because she's being miyaledes ben la'avodazara. So Urim Minhu, I'll ask you a stira between our Mishnah and the Braisa, because Yehudis miyaledes Ovedus Kochavim b'sachar avalo b'chinam, because it says that a Jewish woman could be miyaledes an Ovedus Kochavim as long as she gets paid for it, she just can't do it for free. Mishnah didn't say anything about getting paid. Mishnah just said it's usher to be miyaled an Ovedus Kochavim because you're being miyaled a ben la'avodazara. So there was no mention whatsoever between schar and chinam, and no svara to distinguish. So answers the Gemara, Amrav Yosef b'sar chashari mushum eva. Even though the reason is that's mentioned in the Mishnah is that you're mialedes ben lavodas kochavim, nevertheless it's mutter to do so if you're getting paid to do so, because of a chashash that it's going to cause hatred toward the Jewish people, because how are you going to be able to explain why you're not interested in helping them have a baby? So when the Mishnah says you're not allowed to do it, the Mishnah means you're not allowed to do it for free, because there's no chashash eva, because it's very easy to come up with a good excuse why you refuse to do it for free, and that is that this is how I make my living. So I'm not in the business of delivering babies for free. So that's how Rashi understands that our Mishnah is talking about where you're doing it for free. The Ritva explains that our Mishnah is talking about where there's no chashash eva. If you were to say no, it happens to be a case. It could be even for schar, but you have some other reason why there's no chashash eva. So the Gemara says, when does this chashash eva apply? So Savra of Yosef Lemeimar, Rav Yosef wanted to say that Olude Ovedes Chavim b'Shabbata b'Sachar Shari, that you're even allowed to be a midwife for an Ovedes Chavim on Shabbos if you get paid Mishum Eva, because it's going to cause Eva if you refuse to do it, since they're going to see that you're willing to deliver Jewish babies. So Abaye says, nah, no chashash Eva. Yachlul Meimerla, the Jewish woman could say that Didon Dimintari Shabbata Mechalina Layu. Our women who are Shomros Shabbos, we're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for their sake, since they are Shomer Shabbos. But Didchud Lo Mintri Shabbat Lo Mechalinon. But for those who are not Shomer Shabbos, we have a religious law that we're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for their sake. Meaning that's the that was an acceptable excuse that would take away the chashash of Eva. Now who's Shomer Shabbos? So the Miri says it because the mother is Shomer Shabbos. That's why I'm allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. That's what you would tell them. The Ran, however, says that it's not about the mother, it's about the baby. That since our children are not going to be Mechal Shabbos, because they're going to be Shomrei Shabbos when they grow up, so we're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to deliver a baby that one day is going to be a Shomrei Shabbos. But you're not going to raise your children to be Shomrei Shabbosos, and therefore we're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for the sake of your children who are not going to be Shomer Shabbos. Savra of Yosef Lemeimar, Anuk Rav Yosef thought that it would be permissible for a Jewish woman to be a wet nurse for an Oved Chav if she gets paid because of Eva. So Amalei Abaye said, well, Yachla Lameimar, the Jewish woman could say that there's no Chash of Eva because he Pnuya he, but in Suve, that if the Jewish woman is not married yet, she might say, I want to get married, and it doesn't look good if I'm busy nursing nursing babies. You know, it doesn't bode well on the Shidduch resume that I serve as a wet nurse, that I'm nursing other people's babies. And Yeshas Ishi, and if she's a married woman, Lokam Zamna Bape Gavra, she says, my husband doesn't like it. My husband doesn't like when I take other people's babies and I go nurse other people's babies. So she always has a good excuse not to nurse somebody else's baby, and because she always has a good excuse, it's not going to lead to a sense of Eva. Something else that relates to Eva, Savar of Yosef Lemeimar, a third Savar of Yosef Lemeimar, that Hadatanya, that which it says in the Brisa of the Chavim Roy Behem Adaka, Lo Malin Velo Meridin, that of the Chavim and Jews who are Roy Behem Adaka, who are shepherds of small animals, are Lo Malin Velo Meridin, which means if they fell into a bar where they could die, we do not take them out of that bar, but we also don't drop them into that bar in the first place. So Asuke Besachar Shari, to take them out for pay is going to be Mutter Mishameva, because if we don't do it, it's going to lead to a great sense of Eva. Amle Abayis, Abayis says, no, Chash of Eva, Yachal Omrala, you could tell the guy who's, or the Roa that's in that bar, Kai Bri, Aigra, that I'm so sorry, but I need to rescue my son who's on a roof and he's about to fall off, and I just can't deal with you right now because I have a child who's in danger at the moment. Inami, Nakita Lizimna, the Beidawar. Or you could say that the government has been summoned for me to come to a case right now, and if I don't come, then I'm gonna lose the case in the court. So I have somewhere to be, but otherwise I'd be happy to rescue you. So since you can give that excuse, it's not going to lead to Eva. Tosos and Daf Chaf Amud Aleph had said that the reason of Lo Malin is because of Lo Sichanim, that you're not allowed to give a matnas chinam. And Tosos writes that those who disagree with that Isser, would say that the Isser is because you are Matzil from Isa, and therefore it's as if you're being Magada La Vodazara. The Rambam, Nilch Savodus Kulchavim, Perik Yura, Lacha Aleph, writes that the Isser is because of Lo Sichanim, and in Hilchus Rotzeach, Shmir Sanefesh, Perik Dal, Lach Yud Aleph, he says it's because of Lo Samar Al Dam Reyecha, and this is not Bechlal Reyecha, and therefore you're allowed to be Samar Al Dam. So the Knesset HaGadol explains that the din of the Rambam, that you're not allowed to be Mitzal, that you're not allowed to be Matzil, is only by Inovin Chavim, because of Lo Sichanim. But Roi Behem Adaka, there's no Chiv to be Matzil them, because they're not Reyecha, but there's no Isser to be Matzil them. Meaning, what reason you give for this din of Lo Malin is makes a huge difference. Because what do the words Lo Malin mean? Does Lo Malin mean you are not permitted to be mala, or does it mean you are not obligated to be mala? So if it means you are not obligated to be mala, you want to volunteer to get them out of the bar, you're allowed to do so. But if it means you're not permitted, it's actually an isser. So if you learn that the isser, that it's based on Lo Sechanim, that's an isser. You're not allowed to do it. Whereas if you learn that it's based on not on Lo Sechanim, but on Lo Samar Adam Reyecha, that there's an issur to stand idly by while someone else is while someone else's life is threatened, and Reyecha v'lo avid chavim, so good, so there's no isur of Lo Samar Adam Reyecha, but it's mutter to go and save their life. So that would be the nafkamina, which reason you hold is the primary reason. So now the Gemara discusses this brisa about Ovdei Chav Minroi Behemadaka. So Tanu Rabbi Yavo Kameid Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yavo taught this brisa in front of Rabbi Yochanan that Ovdei Chav Minroi Behemadaka, that when it comes to Ovdei Chav and Roi Behemadaka, Lo Malin Velo Maridin, we don't save them from a bar, nor do we throw them into a bar. Aval Haminin, but those who are apikorsim, who are attached to Avodah Zarah, people who are priests for an Avodah Zarah, whether Jewish or not Jewish, v'amisaros, and people who maser other people's money to the Goyim, v'hamumrim, and Jewish people that are not shomer, the mitzvos of the Torah. There, it's important for this sugya to know the difference between a min and a mumar. A min is someone who's connected to Avodah Zarah. A mumar is someone who does not observe the mitzvos of the Torah. We'll get into more details later on. So those people, Moridin v'lomalin, you're allowed to throw them into a bar, and you're not allowed to take them out of a bar, even if they have fallen in. The sheet of the Rambam is the Maker Adin. It's ra'ui to kill them even b'farhesya, but we don't have the ability to do that. I mean, these are people who are chayiv misa, but we don't have the ability to do that in most societies. So therefore, maridin v'lo malin, because we cannot publicly directly kill them, even though these are people who are deserving of the death penalty. Now, it is important to point out, Chazanish writes in Hilchos Shechita in Siman Beis, Nira de'ein din moridin ela bizman shashkachaso yizbarach galuya kamo bizman shayu nisim metzuyim u'mishamish baskol v'tzadikei ador tachas hashkachas pratis haniris le'ein kol v'akofrin azhu ba'hatayas hayetzer le'tayva v'hefkerus. He says this whole din applied in a time where the hashkacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so evident and so obvious that for someone to become an Apikoros, for someone to reject the tenets of Judaism, required such a level of chutzpah and evil that's when these dinim applied. That was a way of maintaining normal civil society by getting rid of and being mechayiv misa to the very worst of society. Because everyone knew that these are people that are bringing evil into the world, who may be dever v'cherev v'ra'av ba'olam. Aval, bizmana helim. But at a time of Hester Panim, at a time where we do not see God's presence in the most obvious way, shenichrisa ha'emuna min dalas ha'am, where you don't have that same sense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence, and many, many people lack a sense of emuna, decent people lack a sense of emuna, ein b'maisa rada geder apirza, ela hosafas apirza. He said, chas v'shalom, for us to do something like this, you think you're saving a pirza by getting rid of such people, by killing such people, you're creating a pirza. Shia be'ineim k'mais hashchas v'alimus chas v'shalom. This will appear to be nothing other than thuggery, and that is not what we do. V'kivan shekol atzmenu l'sakin, and since our very essence is always to improve the world and to make the world a better place, ein din zeh nog b'shal she'ein bo tikun, when there is not any tikun accomplished by this, we do not do this. V'aleinu lachzirim ba'avosos ha'ava ulam. We affect people with love. The way we do it is we just try to express love to all people, and we try to show them the proper path, and that's we hope that they're able to see the truth in that. But we do not practice any of these dinim. So anyway, that's an important chazanish that bears repeating every now and then, especially when we go through some of these challenging Gemaras. But meikradin, when you have people who are pure evil, so it's moridin v'lomalin. Samalei Rabbi Yochanan said to Rabbi Avo, how could it be that a mumar is morid v'lomala? Anisha, now I learned in a brisa that when it says about a shavas aveda, l'chol aveda sachicha, l'rabos es a mumar, that you're meshev aveda to a mumar. So apparently the Torah has rachmanas on the mammon of a mumar. V'at amrit moridin, and you're going to say that we're morid him to a bar to kill him? So sami mikan mumar, so we have to erase the word mumar from the braisa. He's not among those that are maridin v'lo malin. V'lishni they, why doesn't Rabbi Avohu answer, kan b'mumar ochel nevelis l'teavon, kan b'mumar ochel nevelis l'hachis? Isn't there a simpler distinction we can make within the category of mumar? That the braisa that says that we should be meshev aveda, that's a mumar that eats nevelos when he has a taiva to do so. There's no kosher meat available, so he'll eat nevela. But the braisa that I taught, that a mumar is among those who are morid v'lo Male is talking about where he's ochel nevelos lahachis, that he has kosher meat available, and he dafka chooses to eat nevela, to eat nevela meat. So kasavar ochel nevelos lahachis minhu, because Rabbi Avohu holds that would not be called a mumar, that would be called a min who is attached to avodah zara, which is more serious than being a mumar. So itma, and he was already mentioned in the brisa of moridin v'lo malin, and therefore min must be a different category, must be even an ochel nevelos l'teavon. So itmar, we have. It was instead in the Beis Medrash, Mumar, Plinki, Ravach of Ravina, there's a Machlokas, Ravach and Ravina, who is considered a Mumar, Chadam Leteavon, Chadam Leteavon Mumar, Lahach is Minhavi. One says that if he eats Nevelis Leteavon, that's a Mumar, but if he eats Nevelis Lahachis, he leaves the category of Mumar and he goes into the more severe category of a Min, Vechadam, and the other one says, Afilu Lahachis Nami Mumar, even if he eats Nevelis Lahachis, he's considered a Mumar. Eleizu, Min, Ze Ovid Alili Kochavim, a Min is someone who does actual Avodah Zarah. Now, this is all, the Ran points out, when we're talking about a Mumar for an Avera like Ochal Nevelos, if a person is a Mumar to be Machal Shabbos before Hesya, so that is a din of a Mumar Lekala Torah Kula. That for sure is a din of a Mumar Lekala Torah Kula. Also, the Rishonim point out over here that when we say Lahachis, it doesn't necessarily mean that he's that he Dafka wants to violate an Isser. It's just that it's not Leteyavon. But if he has the possibility to eat Heter or Isser, and he's just not Makbid to eat Heter, he just doesn't care. He doesn't even look at the package. You know, it doesn't even look, but it doesn't bother him. So that's also called Lahachis. That's not called Leteyavon. Leteyavon means that he has a Taiva and he cannot satisfy that Taiva with kosher food. So that's what the Ra'ah and the Ritva point out. The Rashba, however, says that even if you eat Lahachis Mamish, he's considered to be a Mumar. That Lahachis means even if he Dafka says, I'm doing this to anger HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that would still be in the category of a Mumar and not a Min, according to this opinion, that Lahachis is Nami Mumar. So Meisvei, the Gemara asks, we said in the Braisa, Achol Parosh, if you eat a certain type of bug, Parosh Echad or Yatush Echad, Hareis a Mumar, that's considered a Mumar, V'achad Lahachis, if you eat a Parosh or a Yatush, you don't get any anah from that, it doesn't have taste good, you're obviously doing a Lahachis, V'katani Mumar, and nevertheless it says, that he's a Mumar and he's not a Min, so how can you tell me that once someone does an Avera Lahachis, he's considered a Min? It's beferish that when you eat a gnat, you're a Mumar. So, and there's no Hana'a. So it says, Mar Hasam Bayi Lemitam Tam Adi Isura. Now, over there, the Braisa about the person eating the bug, it's not Lahachis, it's because he has a Yetzer Hara to taste all the forbidden food. So even though it may not really taste like much, but he thinks that it has some sort of taste, so he gets in his head that this must taste delicious, and therefore he has such a taiva, such a yetzer hara, to taste such a thing. Okay, now we had said Amar Mar, we had said Maridin Velomal, that with this group of people, the Minim and the Mosros and the Mumrim, that were Maridin Velomal. So I asked the Gemara, Hashta Achusim Achtinan Asuke Mibai, why do you need to say Velomal? Once you're telling me that Maridin, so then obviously Lomalin. So Rav Yosef Bar Chama, Rav Sheshes Lonin. That the Braisa is telling us a chiddush that even if there was a step of a dirt step in the bar that the person will be able to get out of that bar, you're allowed to scrape away that step and get rid of it so that the person will not be able to get out of that bar, or you should take away that step because you can always explain yourself and say, I'm doing this in order that my animal shouldn't go down into that bar. The animal may take advantage of that step because if my animal goes down, he's going to die there. So the person won't realize that you're trying to bring about their murder. So that's why Lo Malin, that the Bryce is saying, is that we don't allow them to come out on their own. Not only that you don't help them out, of course you don't help them out. You don't even let them be in a position where they can come out on their own. L'chara, it's still difficult because since the Braisa said that you should shove them down into the bar, so obviously you should prevent them from coming out on their own. So the Rishonim say that according to the answer of the Gemara, Moridin v'lomalin is one inyan, meaning ein Moridin osam biyadayim, but rather we're goreim them to be yored into the bar, and lomalin we're goreim them by lomalin, by being goreim them to stay into the bar. Meaning when we retranslate by saying, oh, there's a step in the bar and you're getting rid of the step, that is not just a retranslation of the phrase Lomalin, it's a retranslation of the phrase Moridin. That Moridin doesn't mean you shove them into the bar, you don't shove them into the bar. It means that you make it that they will be, that they will remain in down in the bar. The Ritva says, come on, that's not what the Gemara sounds like at all. It sounds like Moridin means you actually shove them into the bar. But anyway, that's how the Mi'iri understands understands. Okay, so says the Gemara, Rabba Rav Yosef, Tamri Tarvayu, both Rabba and Rav Yosef say, Lo Nitzrucha, that this din that lo malin is just telling us that if this min or mumar fell into a be'er and there was a rock near the be'er, that mechase, you're allowed to cover the opening of the be'er so that he will not be able to get out, and in order that he shouldn't realize that you're killing him, amar la vuri chevasa ilave. You could say, no, I just want to get my animal to walk over this bar. Ravina amar shim hayasu, that even if there's a ladder for him to get out, you can remove that ladder. And Omar, beina lechuse brime igra, that I want to get my son down from a rooftop somewhere, and that's why I'm taking this ladder. Now, Lechara, why do you need excuses over here to explain why you're leaving him there, and that you're taking the step away, or the ladder away, or you're putting the rock there? You're allowed to be murdered by a dime. How are you going to explain that one, right? Meaning, obviously, we're not talking about someone that you need to explain yourself to. I mean, if we're saying you're allowed to shove the person into a bar, so you need to explain yourself why you're putting a rock over that bar that you just shoved him into? Or why you're taking the ladder out of the bar that you just shoved him into? So Tosus in Dibra Maskel Delo says that when it says Moridin, it means when Yad Yisrael is Takifa Lumos HaOlam, when we're in control of society. Whereas Lomalin is even Bizman She'en Yad Yisrael Takifa, where we just have to make sure that we're it doesn't look like we're committing murder. Again, remind yourself of that Chazonish. It's a totally different society that we're talking about. Okay, so now the Gemara brings other dinim that relate to Yisrael and Ovid Chavim. Tan Rabbanan, Yisrael mal es Ovid Chavim l'shum ger. A Jew can give a bris mila to an Ovid Chavim l'shem gerus la'afuke l'shum morga delo. But you're not allowed to mal an Ovid Chavim as a justam, a doctor performing surgery, because you know then the Ovid Chavim has some problem with the foreskin, and you're just helping them by curing them by doing this this mila, because we said that are lo maridin v'lo malin, and so to be merape him is considered to be mala, it's considered to be matzil him from the bar. The Rambam writes in the Tshuva that the Gemara is teaching us that the Reisha does not mean to say that dafka if the guy is being megayer, you're allowed to do the mila, and to be memayit, and if he wants to stay a guy and to be mekayim only the mitzvah of mila, that you're not allowed to do that. No, you're allowed to do that. Meaning if a guy wants a mila because he wants a mila, he wants to do the mitzvah, and it's not for refuah purposes, he just wants to do the mitzvah, that's mutter. The Rambam explains that by every mitzvah we have that a guy does, he gets schar on the mitzvah. He's an eino mitzvah v'yosa. So mitzvah's mila should be no different as an eino mitzvah v'yosa. The Bryce is just telling me that for refuah purposes, you're not allowed to do it. So, Ovid Chavim lo Yamal Yisrael, and Ovid Chavim cannot be a Moel for a Jewish person, Mnei Shechashudin al Shvichas Damim, Divra Meir, because they were Choshi them for Shvichas Damim, that they might kill the baby. That's where Meir Shita. V'cham Romrim, Ovid Chavim Malas Yisrael, Bizman Shacherim Omdin al Gabo, Al Binol Vinolo. And here comes that same machlokas from Meir and the Chavim, where the Chavim say, no, if there are other people watching him, you have nothing to worry about. So the Ovid Chavim can be the Moel. Rabbi Meir Omer, Afilu Acherim Omdin al Gabo, Namilo, Tizim, and Dematzi, Sakina Umashvile Khrushchevcha, that even if other people are watching, a quick sleight of hand, quick move of the wrist, and you could mutilate this baby, Rahman al-Utslan. So it's too risky. We do not allow an Ovid Chavim to be a Moel according to Rameir. So the Sav Rabbi Meir Ovid Chavim Lo, does Rameir really hold that an Ovid Chavim cannot be a Moel? Uriminu, I'll ask you a stira, Ir She'ein Barofe Yisrael, if you have a city that does not have a Jewish Moel, V'yesh Barofe Kuti Barofe Ovid Chavim, but there is a Kuti or Ovid Kochavim Moel, Yomel Ovid Chavim Val Yomel Kuti. Then you have the Ovid Chavim do it and not the Kuti, because the Kuti typically is going to do the Mila L'Shem Avodah Zarah, and the Ovid Chavim is not going to, they don't do Mila for their children, so they don't have such an Avodah Zarah, such as a service of Avodah Zarah called Mila, so you don't have to worry that they're going to do that. Divra Meir, that's Rameir Shita. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Yomel Kuti Val Yomel Ovid Chavim. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, we prefer prefer the kuti over the oven chavim, because the oven chavim might kill the baby. But bottom line is, you see that Rabbi Meir is not worried that the oven chavim is going to damage the baby in any way. We said, given the choice of a kuti or an oven chavim, and we know that kuti won't kill a baby, it just might do it l'shem avodah zarah, so we prefer the oven chavim. So it says Gemara Epoch, you have to switch around the shitos in the brisa, and it should say Rabbi Meir omer yomel kuti velo oven chavim, Rabbi Yehuda omer oven chavim velo kuti. The Rabbi Meir says let it be the kuti and not the oven chavim, and it's Rabbi Yehuda who says that that the oven chavim and not the kuti. V'savar Rabbi Yehuda oven chavim shapir dami. Does Rabbi Yehuda hold that an oven chavim could be mal, a Jewish baby? V'atayin Rabbi Domer minayin lemila b'oven chavim shipsula. How do I know that it's a pasla mila if it's done by an oven chavim shenemar? Because the pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Avram Avinu va'ata esprisi tishmar. So when it says ata v'zarecha achrecha l'dorosam, you and your offspring, implying not ovdei kochavim. So how can you tell me that Rabbi Yehuda holds that you're allowed to use a moel as an ovdei kochavim? Rabbi Yehuda is on record as saying that it's possible. Elul yolam lo tepuch. So we got to switch the brisa back. When we ask that Rabbi Meir now is a stira, because Rabbi Meir Asr is using an ovdei kochavim as a moel, and in this brisa he says he prefers an ovdei kochavim to a kuti, hacha b'mayaskin, on the brisa that allows using an ovdei kochavim is talking about a case b'rofei mumcha, where he's a known expert, he's a known doctor, and therefore he would not want to ruin his reputation by turning the baby, by mutilating the baby, Rachman al-San, turning the baby into Kroshavcha. Dechias Rav Dimi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, because Rav Dimi came and said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that Imhayu Mumcha l'Rabim, Mutar, that if you were a Mumcha l'Rabim, if you were an expert, a recognized expert, then it would be Mutar. Okay, we'll stop there, and Be'ez Hashem tomorrow we'll pick up with Vesava Rabbi Yehuda on the top of Chav Zayin Amun Aleph. Everyone have an easy rest of the fast, and thank you so much for joining.